has revised the article to make clear the woman says she does not remember the incident.
That's not
America
a story,
is though. Listening. It's a Fox News.
That poor guy.
Come on, get in here. Sit down.
Okay, so here we go.
So here's my question.
Is today Tuesday?
Ah, what a perfect day.
Oh, oh yeah.
Sun is out. Birds are chirping.
This coffee's really good.
I like your energy, hombre.
You know what? I am addicted to caffeine.
No judgments.
Whatever gets the job done.
I like the way you think.
We got things to do. Let's get this show on the road, man.
We got lots of things to do, but step one is to see how our traffic's moving. I was just downstairs. Look good behind the building. How about the rest of the town?
Montgomery Skywatch traffic taking a look at your Tuesday morning ride into work, and the traffic hassles are moving right on into the 8 o'clock hour. If you're headed into town on I-85 southbound, please be careful. There is an accident between Mount Meigs and the Pike Road exits, and it involves several cars and is blocking lots of the interstate, so be careful there. I-65 still has a big crowd of cars, and it's slow coming into the downtown area from Prattville. The boulevard traffic is moving along pretty well with some congestion around the interstates, and the 31s all look pretty good this morning. Let's just be careful as we get another workday rolling. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
804.
You know, I want to talk to you about our friends at MPB, and that stands for Montgomery
Paint and Body.
We've all used them. Some more than others. Okay. I've been taking my problems, mishaps to them for over 30 years now, and I guess they've been there for 35 years now. That's really amazing. Well, if you're a paint and body shop and you've been around for 35 years, you must be doing something right, and they are. They're very meticulous, the Turners and the rest of the crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, about taking care of not only the damage you see, but the damage you don't see, the damage behind that panel and behind the bumper and under the chassis. And they work well with the insurance company, and that's why they're still around after 35 years. And guess what? They're going to be going strong for a much longer period of time. The phone number is easy, 27-REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks. By the way, when you get that phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed, too. And I mean detailed. It's a great experience. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
805, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early morning house fire Monday. This happened in the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 o'clock Monday morning. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Two Montgomery intersections will be closed this morning so crews can repair the train tracks. City officials say that the intersections of Air Base Boulevard and Terminal Road and Mobile Highway and Terminal Road will be closed. These closures will likely be in place into the afternoon. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties in the state until we receive rainfall. The commission says current drought conditions and high temperatures have created an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
There's a few nuggets of good news in the weather. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you it's going to rain, but I don't see any rain for the next few days. And as a matter of fact, we may end up with the all-time driest September ever in Montgomery weather history that goes back to 1872. By the way, last year we had 4 inches. But for today, very hot again, with a high near 100, record is 102. Still dry. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, near 100, which would be a record. Thursday and Friday. Now, this is the nugget of good news. We'll get a little backdoor cool front that comes in. That's a cold front that comes in from the northeast. Doesn't matter where it comes from. It's going to lower the temperatures about 10 degrees for highs. So still highs 90 to 92, but boy, oh boy, that's a better move and manageable humidity and lows at night in the mid-60s by Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and still dry right on through the weekend. Right now, this morning, clear skies. Temperature 76. It's 8:08.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't remember when I was up on time. Something about looking that makes me late. Have a sleep while I'm driving the interstate. Yeah. And when I get there, I just stare, yeah, at an empty screen. I keep my head low so the boss can't see. Then I catch some sleep.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV is 3 men and a lady at 8:09. They've once again issued their lists of the most fun cities in America.
Did I see a dot over us?
There's a dot.
What?
We should make it a high-low contest to see if people can guess where we rank.
Okay.
We could do that. Do we have anything left over from our prize pile?
At this point, I don't know.
I'm certain we do from that short week. From
no, we gave everything away.
No,
that week.
I don't think that we did. But okay, fine.
The short week.
No, we gave an no. See, we gave an excuse me. The short week we had that Monday where we didn't come in, so we had 2 prizes extra. During that week, we gave away 1 of those extra prizes, and then the next week, when you had come back, we used the other one. And gave that away.
I got you. So we're up to speed now.
You were gone. Right. No, you were here. You were here.
I spoke out of turn. I apologize.
Shut up, Emily.
Tell a joke.
Tell a joke.
I didn't say that. 10 minutes. All right. So here's the deal. I think your idea of a fun place is very much tempered by what you like to do.
Yeah. Well, sure.
There's no one size fits all. Sure. This is really just for discussion.
If you're a gambler, you like to go to Las Vegas, right? I'm not a gambler.
Well, bars.
Let's go down the top 5 cities.
To go to Seattle. What does that mean?
You like coffee.
As ranked by Wallet Hub.
Number 5.
Chicago.
That's toddling.
Choose your own adventure in Chicago.
That's...
You like bullets.
Yeah, of course. Welcome to Chicago. Duck!
Okay, that was Chicago.
I can see it if you're taking Chicago from Michigan Avenue and
yes.
down the lake.
And Grant Park. And you know...
The Bean.
Not after dark.
No. I'm talking about on a sunny June day, which is the last time I was there.
It's nice. You wander away from downtown or even parts of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Not so fun. All right, so Chicago is number 5 on the list.
Number 4.
Miami.
Really?
Oh,
I know what you like to do.
This is the Greg Boodle list.
But that's not in the United States.
Yeah.
I know what you like to do if you go to Miami.
What?
Nothing.
I'll tell you what, if you live in Miami, you better like driving, because
you better like trucks.
They have these five-lane rivers of automobiles that are flowing all over, and every single expressway and the turnpike, everything down there is under construction.
Yeah, they're always, constantly.
Continuously widening to the point where even if they had eight lanes in each direction, it's still have slowdowns.
Am I right? You're a South Florida guy. Am I right that some businesses don't even try to put something in English? Some businesses, it's all in Spanish.
In some parts of town, that's true. But actually, you know what? Having been down there as frequently as I have over the last 15 years since I moved here, my perception, I don't feel like I'm in a foreign country as much as I did in the late 80s. And then what I'm saying is there's been some assimilation.
Oh, okay.
Because last time I was there, and it's been a while, I felt like, wow, is this part of America?
Like a lot of towns. If you go to Little Havana, a place like that, you're going to, you know. But it's funny. There was always talk that when Castro finally died, they had all these businesses down there that were set up to spring into action so that people who wanted to go back to Cuba could.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's no better there now than it was when he was around.
Right.
Old Fidel.
Number three.
New York.
New York City.
I loved New York. I went a lot when I had stupid money to spend. And really, the best way to enjoy New York is when you have stupid money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Vegas. If you're going to go to Vegas, you may as well have money you can count on losing, because outside the shows, gambling is about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad I got to do New York City when Rudy was the mayor and everything was clean.
Right.
And because you can get drunk in New York, but you can't smoke. We were not that.
Number two.
Orlando.
Okay, so you got all the theme parks, not just Disney, but Universal and
well, how many times can
SeaWorld?
You know,
it's expensive.
Talk to people who actually live there. How often they go to these places that are so close?
If you live there, you don't. Yeah, a lot.
You do know that Disney wanted to build Disney World in Miami.
Is that right?
And the geniuses running Dade County at that time weren't willing to cut them a deal on the land, which is now filled with townhouses, and it's all developed.
And you probably know they secretly bought up all that land in the Orlando area.
Yes.
Flying in, it was stealth, very stealth.
And number one.
Vegas.
Really?
I have no desire.
I've never
I don't
been
feel like
there.
I've missed anything, you know, when it comes to bucket list type stuff.
I've never been there, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Others in the top 10, L.A., really. San Diego.
Where's the town
San Diego
you can poop
was great.
On the street?
San Diego is...
San Diego's great.
That's San Francisco you're thinking of.
That's the San Francisco treat?
Yeah, that's...
No, that's Rice-A-Roni.
I love San Francisco. Been
I
there,
do, too.
But not now. Now they've got these vast homeless encampments, and people are doing you-know-what in the streets. They'd have to redo that show with Carl Malden and Michael Douglas and call it something else.
South of Market is pretty tough. But
the of San Francisco. Atlanta made the list, too.
Ah, Atlanta.
Traffic just drives me crazy.
Awful.
All right, so let's do a little high-low game here, kids.
All right.
Montgomery is on the list at what number?
37.
Well, can you give us a range?
No.
Oh, you can't?
37.
Well, it's obviously not in the top 10.
No.
We know that much.
I think we're in the 100s.
37.
100 to 200.
Pick a number.
Mark it 150.
That's our market rank.
Yeah, I know.
I'll pick 180.
37.
I'm going to go with 1.
You're thinking too hard.
60.
Actually, we came out to... Are you ready for this? Okay. Let me check my map here. 132.
132.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean that I'm the winner?
I guess so.
Well, la-ti-da.
We beat out Jackson, Mississippi.
We're funner than Jackson, Mississippi. That's good.
Where's Mobile on the list?
Baton Rouge actually finished 58th. Mobile, let's see, Gulfport 75. They got casinos and stuff.
They got the boats.
Mobile is 61. 61.
Born to celebrate, baby.
Let's see. We barely beat out Columbus, Georgia. Birmingham is 56th.
There's a lot of good stuff happening in Birmingham.
Huntsville, 83.
Huntsville was fun. Yeah.
Huntsville's rising up, my friends.
Yep. Huntsville was good.
They can retain the young professionals better than any city in the state. Was still talking.
I didn't finish my statement so that you could finish.
Now, 132 isn't too impressive, but we beat up Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, great. Bismarck. Because, have you seen Bismarck this time of the year? You're going to see.
Actually, I have. Well, not September, but in July, we drove through it once.
Well, you definitely would want to go in July as opposed to, let's say, February.
Seattle
is, they got all these cities that are on top of each other. Vancouver, 151.
Seattle.
Tacoma.
Seattle.
I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to pinpoint this.
I saw it.
We're going to let it slide, Greg. I mean,
that's okay.
Where?
The telephone's
Joey
ringing.
And Jack don't go on the air till 9, so for some reason it's not.
It's not popping.
He was talking.
I would imagine Seattle is up there. Oh, 17.
Jay.
This is Jay.
He's on the telephone with someone.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to Greg?
Shut up, Jay.
Oh, somebody wants to talk to me? Wow.
All right, hang on.
I will be happy.
Must be the authorities.
At 18 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Bucket lists. Another thing, I'm also sending this to our friends in TV land. We may be discussing this. What is the number one thing on your bucket list? Not, it could be an activity or a goal of some kind.
I haven't made one.
There's some places around the world that I would like to see before I die.
I think I want to go to Europe.
All right. So travel is a card that would work. That is 3 out of 10 people.
Yeah.
List some type of travel. Financial success came in number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And activities like skydiving or swimming with dolphins finished 3rd.
I don't think of financial success as a bucket list thing. Like, I think when I think of bucket list, I think of things you want to do and experience before you kick said bucket. And
I agree. I think that's this list obviously wasn't decomposed based off that criterion, but an activity would be a bucket. Now, for me, I don't have a very long bucket list. I just got one of them done, going to Warm Springs, Georgia.
Right.
And my next one is Dallas.
I've got to go to New York City, believe it or not. I've never been to New York City.
You've never been to New York City?
No.
Rich, I can't believe I've been somewhere that you haven't been.
And I feel that I'm pretty well traveled, but I haven't been to New York City.
You'll do just fine.
All right, when we come back, we're going to do more.
Stuff.
Including some news about Ringo and Paul. 8:20 is the time.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic making our way through your Tuesday morning ride into work, and things are returning to normal on the roadways. The boulevard's still pretty crowded, but everybody's moving along just fine. We don't see any big problems on the interstates inside town, but we do have a big jam up on I-85 southbound. There's an accident between Mount Meigs and the Pike Road exits. There's several cars involved, and it's going to take a while to clear that up, so be prepared to slow down there. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United Maintenance Plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody shut up.
You buy Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through your Tuesday morning ride into work, and things are returning to normal on the roadways. The boulevard's still pretty crowded, but everybody's moving along just fine. We don't see any big problems on the interstates inside town, but we do have a big jam up on I-85 southbound. There's an accident between Mount Meigs and the Pike Road exits. There's several cars involved, and it's going to take a while to clear that up, so be prepared to slow down there. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think back to that horrible morning in December of 1980 when we learned of the murder of John Lennon. And,
oh, gosh.
Yeah, you had to have the thought out loud was, well, at that time, there were a zillion rumors that the Beatles were going to get together one more time, maybe for some worldwide cause, using, you know, some type of satellite concert, something. And, of course, when Lennon was murdered, that was no longer a possibility.
Right.
George Harrison passed away about 15, 16 years ago. So Ringo and Paul are all that's left, and they are recording a song for Ringo's upcoming album. And you know Ringo, where he gets his music.
Well, I'm waiting for Paul to write some words and Joe to play some licks.
News from where you live.
Joe to play some chords while Paul writes me a hit. Playing me drums while the real talent writes me a hit song. Playing me drums.
All right, this song that was written by John Lennon originally appeared on an album called Milk and Honey in 1984. Anybody remember that?
I do not.
I was born in 1985,
I do not remember that album.
So we don't remember it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
On the new version, Ringo sings and plays me drums. Paul handles the bass and backing vocals. And guess who's going to join them? You'll never guess in a million years.
Jeff Lynne.
Here, I'll give you a hint.
Steve Miller.
No.
Larry.
That's not your fly like an eagle?
Larry. You're getting warmer.
But that's what you just did. Oh.
Larry Bird.
Don Henley.
No, not Don Henley. Joe Walsh.
I don't mind Joe Walsh.
Because
Eagles. Eagles.
Oh, yeah, but all I saw was when you did that was fly like an eagle.
And if you didn't get it from that...
Or Prancing Mick Jagger, I didn't know.
He does have a prance to him.
If you had not figured it out based on my charade of...
He's flapping his arms right now.
I would have pulled my shirt up and you could have figured it out from my washboard abs.
I see. Washboard abs. 29 minutes now after the hour. 8 o'clock.
Pardon me while I tuck them back in. I want
you to yeah, put those washboard abs.
Put that shirt back on.
What's the matter, Emily? Do you need a bag?
I think she was really impressed with that, actually.
My feeble little female mind was blown.
Washboard abs.
God almighty, you big goober.
Where was that for the convoluted intro?
You know what? I should keep that in mind, because that would have been a great convoluted intro for Random Facts. This new album by Ringo is called What's My Name? It's coming out. What?
How old is Ringo now?
70.
They're in the 70s, 76.
So What's My Name is an appropriate title for an album.
And jumping October 25th.
Here we go. Ringo Starr is 79 years old.
Oh, man.
Bless
You're
him.
Kidding.
You know, that's the thing with the Beatles. When they turned 30, that was the deal. And then 40, and then middle age, 50. Oh, my God, they're so old. 60, 70, and hopefully Ringo and Paul will pass the...
Paul's only 77, but...
That means that Mick Jagger is their younger buddy?
Yeah. He is. He's 76.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Wow.
Yoko Ono is 86.
Well,
ooh.
Those ages,
you know,
are electrifying.
How much I love Yoko.
Do I have anything from... Well, I'm looking for Yoko. Who sounds like she had stuck her finger in a socket and they recorded the noise.
Oh, God, you're going to play it?
I think we have something.
Let's see, write down Song of the Day, Yoko Ono.
God, I hope not.
Let's see. I have Yoko Calls Paul and I have Yoko Ono 40-year perspective.
And now, Yoko Ono's 40-year musical retrospective, featuring some of her greatest musical recordings.
That's all the Yoko I have.
Yeah.
I do have a cart labeled Yorkie Plays Piano. Isn't that cute? Why, that's as...
Maybe we can...
As rich.
Maybe we... That's what we can get. Craig, we have no idea. A Yoko Ono box set.
Oh, wow. What a small box.
Or it's just a box of a bunch of things that make noise that you can, you know, bang against the wall and could have something.
Yeah.
Well,
you have 10 days.
Now I am totally looking forward to that next birthday. It's 8:31, Mr. Electric. If you don't have somebody that can handle, look, I know people that are very skilled. The one thing they won't mess with is electricity or installing or trying to repair something involving electricity. When you have a ceiling fan or a new light fixture or something else, maybe some recessed lighting in your living room, whatever it is, have it done by somebody who's a certified master electrician. That's Mr. Electric. Call them at 245-1566. These are the best in the business. They come out. You tell them what you need done. They give you an upfront price. That's the price you will pay. And they will do the work at the day and time that you make the appointment at your convenience. It's not like, well, we've got you down for the 18th between 2 and 5 in the afternoon.
Right.
They don't do it that way. Mr. Electric will be there at the time specified. You're going to appreciate their professionalism and expertise, and I urge you, if you hear a weird noise or something seems not right with any of your electric appliances, unplug them, call Mr. Electric, get them in to assess the condition of your home. That's 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police say arson is suspected in an early morning house fire Monday. This happened in the 200 block of Gardenia Court around 3 o'clock Monday morning. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties in the state until we receive rainfall. The commission says current drought conditions and high temperatures have created an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. And two Montgomery intersections will be closed this morning so crews can repair the train tracks. City officials say that intersections of Air Base Boulevard and Terminal Road and Mobile Highway and Terminal Road will be closed. These closures will likely be in place into the afternoon. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Fall officially begins in 6 days. But in the meantime, very hot today with a high temperature up to about 100, 101, somewhere around there. The record is 102. So still dry today and low tonight, 71. Tomorrow, near a record again. The record is 100 from 2010. I think we're going to probably tie it, maybe break it. Thursday and Friday, though, there's better news. We're going to lower the temperatures by about, you know, roughly 10 degrees on the highs and cooler nights as well. As some air comes in, some nice air comes in from the northeastern U.S. on a little easterly and northeasterly breeze. That'll be nice. So highs 90 to 92 Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Lows at night, mid-60s. Yeah, well, so we'll shave a few degrees off the lows at night. And the humidity goes down a little bit, too. All in all, a nice trend, but still no rain. Right on through the weekend. And right now, this morning, west winds at 3 miles per hour. Clear skies and 76 at 8:38.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
And let's say good morning to David at 8:37.
Hi,
David.
I got a quick question, Greg and Rich.
Yeah.
How is it possible that Cheap Trick is coming to do a concert at the Impact and hasn't even sold about 30% of the place?
Is that right?
Because this is a walk-up. What was it called?
It's a walk-up town. People wait till exactly. The last minute. I know you just asked for Rich and Greg's opinion, but this is Jay and Emily, and this is a walk-up town. People will wait till the last minute to go get tickets. Also, I don't know if I've missed any ads for it, or
I've seen them on billboards.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I've seen some billboards, and I thought we did a giveaway.
We did do a giveaway.
But that was when they went on sale. So.
I want to say also that it happened the same way with Boz Scaggs earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
Boz Scaggs had an amazing turnout.
But folks will just wait till the last minute because they're conditioned to know that those tickets are going to be there instead of buying them ahead of time, which is not always ideal for promoters and people who book shows.
I'm hoping they'll stick with it.
I saw it.
It just shocked me when I checked the website the other day for the Impact and saw that, you know, that it was only about 30% sold at this point.
You know, there is a kind of a strange history. For example, about 10 years ago, I think it was, Lindsey Buckingham was coming to do a solo show here. I thought that would be a sellout. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a guy that's got the portfolio to do basically his catalog.
How did
which
it
is
do?
Extensive. I think, if I remember, it was under 1,000.
Yeah, well, you know, Alice Cooper, the last time he was here, he only sold 800.
That was a Halloween show, yeah, too, right?
No, that was it. This was after the Halloween show was the first one.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, that was a sellout. I was at that one.
Okay.
And then I was at the last one about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The problem.
Yeah, it was only about 800 tickets.
Was that Valentine's?
No, it was in the fall. But
the problem with that is that in the concert universe, if a city gets a reputation for being a tough sell, artists will be less inclined.
Well, this is true. For decades, we didn't have any concerts after the Charlie Daniels incident that happened in the 70s.
Charlie Daniels incident.
For decades, there was not any groups that came to Montgomery. And now, fortunately, since MPAC came to town, you know, we have groups coming back.
We need a medium-sized room. We've got the big room, but we need a medium-sized room.
I think I saw Cheap Trick with Eric Clapton at Oak Mountain. I'm pretty sure they were the opening for Eric Clapton.
Right. Yeah.
The last time Cheap Trick was here, 22 years ago.
Yeah.
They played Jubilee.
Oh, yeah, you're sure kidding. Did.
Yeah.
Yep. So, real quick, I don't know. And again, this is just a generational thing. I don't mean Emily and Jay. I don't mean to leave you guys out on.
It's
stuff
okay.
Like that.
I'm just sensitive because I'm a girl.
Okay.
With the passing of Rick Ocasek,
right?
You guys remember when the entire catalog for their third album was stolen at Logan Airport in Boston.
No.
Oh, I know. I did. I missed that story. I forgot about that story. Huh.
Yeah, yeah. Rick, he was taking a flight somewhere going out of Boston, had a briefcase with all of his material for their third album, and it got stolen while he was there.
Like the masters or
all of his lyrics.
His lyrics, okay.
Yeah, all of his music sheets, lyrics, everything like that.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't remember that. Wow.
So, yeah, sure.
Thanks for the chat. Interesting stuff. Take care. All right, 841.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your Tuesday morning ride into work. And things look pretty good out on the roadways. We're back to a normal flow on the boulevard, slowing down around the traffic lights, but no big hang-ups. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any problems on the 31s. Please be careful as you get your day started, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Menthol Meredith coming up, but first...
Here's another Emily segment.
Yay.
On News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Hi, everybody.
And guess who I got a text message from this morning?
Jay?
No, we don't talk.
Paul.
Don't! I got a message from Paul who says that the... blah, blah, blah. The crawfish Monica pasta is available now. What we talked about yesterday with the super creamy sauce and the corkscrew pasta noodles and all that stuff. Also, the
is this from the new Friends series?
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Monica.
The crawfish Monica. Sorry. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. Anywho, not just crawfish Monica pasta, but also the fish and shrimp bon ton is available as well. It's hard to say. The fish and shrimp bon ton. Yes.
The bon ton.
Fish and shrimp.
The bon ton, please.
You're familiar with the phrase, laissez-les bon ton rouler.
Yeah.
That's let the good times roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, fish and shrimp, good times.
Oh.
Fish and shrimp bon ton.
I see where you're stepping.
Got it.
Anywho, all that available for you at the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com. Follow them on Facebook so you can know about things like the fish and shrimp bon ton. The Seafood Bistro, yay!
Bon ton.
8:45, Menthol Meredith joins us on Tuesdays to share her opinion on hot topics like vaping.
Well, apparently it's breaking news that vaping ain't good for you. Hello! The first time I ever saw someone vaping, it was my preacher, Brother Lou Don. And I told him right then and there, I said, Lou Don, if the good Lord wanted us to suck cherry-flavored fluid out of plastic pens, he would not have invented cigarettes. Now, I know cigarettes ain't exactly full of antioxidants, but I've been smoking a carton a day since Reagan was in office, and aside from my leathery complexion, inability to walk more than about 25 feet, and the hour-long phlegm fest that I hack up each morning, I am in perfectly good health. Thank you very much. Now, they're talking about banning these vapes altogether, and I couldn't be more for it. Us cigarette smokers have been unfairly banned from smoking just about everywhere. Heck, the only places I can light up freely these days is at the casino and in the mall, because they let me smoke at the Orange Julius. Anyway, if you vape, stop. And if you smoke, I'll see you at the Orange Julius.
Is Orange Julius still around?
Listen,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let me just tell you.
What?
Because I'm fired up about this. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. But yeah, so Orange Julius used to be at the Dairy Queen, and now it's not the Dairy Queen anymore, and I can't get an Orange Julius at the Dairy Queen, and I don't even know if they still have kiosks inside malls, because what about malls? Malls don't even exist anymore.
No, I'm talking about the whole business, you know, where there was an Orange Julius store.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so...
They had the mall? Actual franchise.
Yes. The mall. Yeah, I don't know the malls.
Aren't they in, I think they're in... They're combined with Dairy Queens now.
Did you not hear what I just said? The Dairy Queen here on Atlanta Highway doesn't have Orange Julius anymore.
No more Kellogg's Crack Flakes for you in the morning.
Ouch. And I'm fired up about it because I love an Orange Julius.
So it was just announced, we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
NBC Universal unveiled the name of their streaming service that is going to arrive April of next year.
Is it Orange Julius?
Their streaming service is called You're in Luck?
No, it's called The Peacock. It's called Peacock. She snorted.
Peacock.
Now, they revealed the lineup. New television shows will include a reboot of Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
A show called Dr. Death.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Which
will star Greg's favorite, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, boy.
An adaptation of the novel Brave New World with Demi Moore. They will also have reboots of Saved by the Bell and Punky Brewster. And then the back catalog, going to have Parks and Rec, The Office, Frasier, Everybody Loves Raymond, Cheers.
Like Punky Brewster.
A bunch of shows.
Now?
Married with Children will be there, Saturday Night Live, of course.
Is it going to pick up with Soleil and Moon Frye now?
I don't know. That's all I've told
Why
you.
Why do you share that news if you don't have the answers about Punky? Because
who wants to talk about Punky Brewster?
Because that was a really great show. Rich.
Punky Brewster?
Jeez.
Isn't that the one that
make that face at me again.
Punky Brewster.
I used to make fun of that.
But
all the time.
I'm going to draw the line on, you know, I've got Hulu and Netflix now, and I've got some others, but new Hulu and Netflix, I may go Disney.
Disney's cheap, and it's got a lot of stuff. Apple's TV thing is cheap, too.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we're suited just fine with
our... Line.
We have Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime.
I'll get Amazon Prime.
And I feel like that everything that we have wanted to see, we're not hurting for shows, Roll
right.
Tide.
I mean, who's got all that time to... I don't know. I don't know about NBC.
You have two cable services, Rich.
I decided, I decided not to go with CBS. CBS All Access.
Oh.
Let's figure out who the dumbest of the dumb is.
You want to?
Okay, former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Kind of an odd lot today.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a matter of opinion or taste. A couple's wedding invitation... Mm-hmm. Went out with the RSVP card,
mm-hmm.
saying, if the card is not turned in on time, please bring a chair and a sandwich.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious. Because you know what happens?
Well, it is inviting both opinions on it.
What?
What?
Because people... Because people RSVP...
Yep.
And then, you know, you plan for them and you account for them, and every person costs X amount of dollars,
right.
And
yep.
then you have about 50 that show up that didn't RSVP, and they still cost X amount of dollars, uh-huh. so you get a nice bill after you what you thought you had already paid for ceremony
mm-hmm.
and reception is wrapped up, and it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So,
we have a 60-year-old man from India with an unusual hobby, Dayaram Sahu. He's a lawyer.
Who?
And his hobby is eating glass.
Ooh. No.
For more than 40 years.
Got to hurt later on.
He craves glass daily. Is trying to, oh God, this is the worst pun ever.
Is that on keto?
Break the habit. What?
Is that part of keto? Do you know?
No, glass is not keto. Okay. Which is why I'm still using paper plates.
They make it kale flavored, though.
It has not, he claims, affected his internal organs, but it has taken a toll on his teeth.
How does he know that it hasn't affected his internal organs?
And then we have 35-year-old Megan Mondanaro and her 31-year-old boyfriend Aaron Thomas. I alluded to these two earlier. Arrested Friday night, this past Friday night, Fernandina Beach in Florida for biking drunk. Somehow, though, while they were handcuffed in the back of the police car, they managed to get each other undressed and are now facing...
In the police car? In the back of the police car?
Yes, they're facing not only arrest for BUI, but exposure of sexual organs.
Nice words.
And engaging in lascivious acts.
Thanks, I just had it stuffed.
He also was hit with charges for escape. He had to be drunk and wants to exercise.
Well, that's the most colorful one of the bunch.
I mean, when you gotta have it, I mean, that is...
You know, you're arrested, you're in the back of the police car. You know, that gets my vote.
Yeah,
they do.
Having been in the back of a police car once or twice, you're really disinclined to want to invite any further scrutiny.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so I think we should give it to them, although there's some brilliance in their lust.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
It is 8:52. Jack and Joey with News and Views coming up at 9. And don't forget, tomorrow night, after happy hour, we're going to be celebrating the new News and Views. So we hope you will come and join us. This is Eddie from Prattville Farm. Mm-hmm. Eddie, I finally got to meet Eddie on Saturday. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. I have not seen a snake in my backyard for a couple of days.
Well, great. Must have worked.
It did. We got the snake repellent. Also got some rat repellent for outside our building here.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Beady little eyes looking at me in the morning. I think they hide in that pine straw. And they're under the thinking stoop.
That's Jeff's home.
Man, maybe they're friends. Anyway, Jeff, don't eat those gold bars I put outside. Randy says that'll get him. What else are we talking about this time of year? Hunting, of course, is...
Yes, sir, man. We have got seed and fertilizer going out of here by the pallet this week. People are hoping, praying, and expecting rain, I think.
Rich is doing his best.
We need it.
Yes, we do, and we'll keep plugging away. It's got to rain someday.
I also think that, of course, if you do own a dog and you haven't seen Prattville Farm Center, they carry the latest and freshest dog food at a very consumer-friendly price.
We are. We carry some of the top names in dog food, but the prices don't reflect the high dollar advertising that some of our competitors do. So we our company, Victor, they put all their money into product and not advertising, it seems like. So we've got a great product at a great price.
You do. And everything else you need, if you want to plant it and grow it, they've got that. If you want to get rid of things you don't want growing, like weeds and that sort of thing. And by the way, everything you buy there, it comes with their personal instructions. There's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. Prattville Farm Center, give us your location.
We are at 1154 South Memorial Drive, about a third of a mile past McDonald's on the right if you headed south. Our hours are from 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday, and we stay home on Sundays and go to church.
All right, thanks, and give my best to the Burkholders.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
855.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local.
think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Follow up to a story yesterday.
Honey, I swallowed my ring again.
Tired of needing surgery each time you ingest your jewelry?
These medical bills cost more than a diamond.
Then you need edible engagements.
They're diamond rings made out of food?
That's right. Edible engagements will make each cut clean and digestible.
Penelope, will you marry me?
Is that pineapple?
With a little bit of mango.
Then yes!
Order an edible engagement. Why spend 3 months' salary on 24 carats when you can buy her 24 carats.
Yes, that actually did happen, and they found the ring. I'm glad I wasn't part of that expeditionary force. It is a couple of minutes shy of 9 o'clock. I see Jack Campbell, a face like many young people, buried in his phone, paying no attention to the and young Joey, and you guys are going to be at Bomb Hours tomorrow night, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Naked.
That's...
Ew.
Oh, man. We'll need police to direct the traffic around there with an offer like that as we have a ceremony celebrating the new news and views, and even bigger than the new news and views, the graduation of young...
Joey.
From being my... If I've been providing tutelage, does that make him a tutor?
No,
a toot?
I don't know. I don't know.
It makes Joey a toot.
Well, I know that everything happens for the next 3 hours will, at some level, kind of reflect on me because I've been doing my best to show him the way. And tomorrow afternoon, we're giving him a 21 Barney salute.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'm going downstairs.
Wow, it's a problem. I can't see Joey's reflection. War. Yeah, okay. We have one call. John DeVoe, you have like a minute. Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Aaron never dies.
Tomorrow on Happy Hour, we will have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson back with us. You're going to miss that, Joey. Well, they were always trying to find him a woman. So, but they'll be sidekicking with us tomorrow. I forget the names of the people we have coming in today, but we're going to kind of like turn...
My name is Emily.
You're coming in today?
No.
Then why did you say that?
Because it's easy to confuse you people.
Yeah, we have a couple of... We're basically, if you're interested in sidekicking the afternoon, we're going to try and turn these four chairs into Cheers Bar. I'll be Sam.
Okay.
And if you wanted to hang out in the afternoon and talk and share your opinion on things...
Listen now, are there cocktails?
There'll be no cocktails, but...
Then how is it Cheers?
That's happy hour.